Match day three began with all eyes on old boys Pogba and Ronaldo at Old Trafford. But it was a little Argentine who proved the match winner.
Crosses low towards Cuadrado and it breaks beautifully. And Paulo Dybala has scored for Juventus. The break of the ball falls so kindly.
Meanwhile, United City rivals found things slightly easier in Ukraine.
Bernardo Silva scores! Well, what an impact he's made already. He's only been on the pitch a minute. It came off the inside of the left-hand post and into the back of the net.
Earlier in the day in Athens, Bayern made light work of Ajax.
Rafinha with the ball over to Tapin. It's Robert Lewandowski and it's two goals in as many minutes for Bayern.
There were also match day three wins for Real Madrid, Ajax and Roma, and a six-goal thriller between Hoffenheim and Lyon. We'll bring you analysis and reaction from all of the night's action, and we'll hear from Luke Shaw and Serge Gnabry. Stay with us right here on UEFA Champions League Match Day Live. Welcome to the show. I'm Rob Daly and alongside me is European football expert Andy Brassel. Andy, it's been a very entertaining evening across Europe. I suppose Juve's win at United will take many of their headlines.
Yes, I think it will. And that goes to show that you don't necessarily need an avalanche of goals to make drama. It was a very, very exciting night. Again, Juventus underlining not only how good they've got so quickly this season, which I think is really notable. The fact that they are one of the favourites for this UEFA Champions League, I don't think there's any doubt about that. They laid down a marker yet again, as they have done at every stage, and two tremendous away performances at Valencia and Manchester United so far, who would be considered their main rivals for the group. Elsewhere, well, if you want goals, it's got to be Lyon, hasn't it? 3-3 with Hoffenheim tonight, 2-2 with Shakhtar Donetsk last time out, just after winning at Manchester City.
Not bad at all. Let's run through all of Tuesday's results then, Andy. Group E, Ajax 0, Bayern 2. Ajax 1, Benfica 0. Group F, that game Andy mentioned, Hoffenheim 3, Lyon 3. Shakhtar 0, Manchester City 3. Group G, Real Madrid 2, Victoria Pilsenia 1. Roma 3, CSKA Moskva 0. And in Group H, Manchester United 0, Juventus 1, Young Boys 1, Valencia 1. Join us as well on Wednesday on UEFA.com and on the Champions League app as well. Full live commentary of PSV Spurs and Barcelona versus Inter. And we'll have a podcast as well to review Wednesday. But it's all about Tuesday now, and there's only one place to start, and that's at Old Trafford, as Cristiano Ronaldo faced former employers Manchester United with new side Juventus. John Bradley is your commentator.
Lovely work move on towards Ronaldo, towards the byline. Crosses low towards Cuadrado and it breaks beautifully. And Paulo Dybala has scored for Juventus. The break of the ball falls so kindly. And Juventus lead against Manchester United. Manchester United 0, Juventus 1.
And John Bradley joins us now. John, it was that front three that they went with, no Mandzukic for Juve tonight, that essentially made that goal.
I think, you know, you look at that Juventus side and it was what it had to be tonight with the problems, Emre Can's medical situation, no Sami Khedira and no Mandzukic. It was basically the six you'd expect to play. The only other option really was Bernardeschi perhaps coming in for Cuadrado, but they worked as a unit all night. They worked really well. They were slick. 11 wins out of 12 this season and a draw for Juventus. And they look ominous in this competition this year. They signed Cristiano Ronaldo to win this competition. That's the aim. The only cautionary note you would say is if they peak too soon. We've seen, you know, when Barcelona have looked irresistible in the first group stage of the UEFA Champions League and then broken down after Christmas. And we've seen plenty of teams that we've seen fly out of the traps in the UEFA Champions League down the years. And then when it gets to February into March, when it's a little older in the season, whether they're, you know, they're still playing at that level. But at the moment, there's not a better side in the UEFA Champions League than Juventus this season.
That first half was pretty impressive.
It really was. And Manchester United were really struggling to stay with them. Their defensive issues were surfacing again. They were struggling to pick up players from crosses, which is always going to be an issue when you're playing against a side with two such attacking fullbacks as João Cancelo, who I thought was excellent again, and Alexandro. But I think, going back to what John was saying, Juventus' main enemy maybe this season is complacency. I thought in the second half they were really casual with the ball in their own half, and a match which they had comfortably under control at half time. They offered United a little bit of a window to get back in. That obviously made the crowd pick up. The old Trafford crowd were absolutely fantastic in the second half, and they really got behind the team. Still few proper saves for Wojciech Szczesny to make, which was what decided the game, really. But I'm sure Massimiliano Allegri will have a thing or two to say afterwards about that second half performance and about the way they squandered possession in their own half of the pitch.
Well, he didn't have one serious save to make. There was one shot from Pogba that hit the post and came back and hit his head that could have gone in but didn't, and that was the only real effort they had. It must be said there was a bit of luck about the goal, a little double ricochet that fell so kindly to Dybala. Paulo Dybala has now scored as many UEFA Champions League goals this season than he has, of course, in it. It's his best return in the Champions League season. He's played two games. He's got four goals.
It's not bad.
He got four, didn't he, a couple of years ago? But that's the best. So that's an ominous sign. And Cristiano Ronaldo looks dangerous. Mandzukic is coming back. And you look through the squad and you think there's plenty of options for them. And they're a frightening side. They really are.
Well, so much focus, as you say, John, has been on Cristiano Ronaldo this season. And, you know, that's quite natural in the way that he's bossed the UEFA Champions League over the last couple of years. But it's an interesting point about Dybala. We talk about he's someone who's building a reputation in the Champions League. But you think of when he really announced himself at this stage with that double against Barcelona in the quarterfinals. And he's making himself a big game player in this competition, isn't he?
A better goals per shot ratio than Cristiano Ronaldo.
We'll take that. But let's hear from the Manchester United camp. Luke Shaw, but first, Victor Lindelof, his teammate.
Well, we played against a very good team. They're very good players. And it was a tough game, but I think we deserved more than to lose.
I think first half, I think we gave them too much respect coming here to Old Trafford. I think we let them play far too easy. But second half we tried, and you know, like other games we pushed for some reason even more in the second half. Sometimes we've been playing better recently in the second half, and I think at times that was today. I don't think we created too many clear-cut chances, but I think we still, you know, like I said, gave them too much respect in the first half, and I think maybe that's why the result changed.
John, we have seen that from United. Luke Shaw pointing out that they have been better in the second half of games.
I have an issue. Do you know when we watch teams and we watch Juventus and we watch Barcelona, we watch Real Madrid, we watch Liverpool, who stormed their way to the final last season, a massive shock from them. You sort of know how they're attacking and the dynamic and the way they like to play when they're attacking, and you know, whether it's the pace or whether they like to hit balls in behind. I don't see that from Manchester United. I don't see any shape when they're going forward. It's all sort of hit and miss. Now, there were plenty of times tonight where the ball went wide right and Ashley Young crossed the ball in, but that's because he had a bit of space. But I didn't see any real dynamic. You know, Martial seemed to hold his position wide left a lot and Rashford wide right, but I'm not seeing players moving around on the field. I'm not seeing fluidity, which Juventus have and Liverpool have and Real Madrid have and Barcelona certainly have. Paris Saint-Germain have with the players they have. And maybe there's a little bit of a rigidity about Manchester United to the way they play?
I think it's not even that. I think given that they've got so many talented players and so many talented attacking players, where's the point of attacking reference? Every other team that you mentioned has got one. So when it wasn't Cristiano Ronaldo tonight, it was Paulo Dybala. We know where Liverpool's points of reference are. We know where Real Madrid's points of reference are, even post Cristiano Ronaldo. But where is it for Manchester United?
Well, he's trying to get this front three, isn't he?
Assured way of scoring goals.
He's given this front three another go of Rashford, Martial, and Lukaku. He's trying to make that a thing, isn't he? Because we've seen that front three chop and change so much.
But that was what was available to him tonight, really, wasn't it? His hands were tied a little in terms of player availability. What you have to say is you talk about players leading the line and players leading your team and being your focal point. Romelu Lukaku's just been to a World Cup semi-final, you know, and he has to be that focal point now. He's a massively expensive footballer. Anthony Martial has been at Manchester United for a few years and was a massively expensive player. And there seems to be too many players that aren't quite able to take that responsibility and that leadership. It's what they need Pogba to do. And he nearly did it tonight with hitting the post with that shot. But he tried to drive them in the second half. But in truth, Juventus were always comfortable against them.
Good news for United then, that Valencia, well, they were 1-0 up at Young Boys through Batshuayi's goal, but Iroh's penalty got Young Boys a draw. Was that result a good one for Manchester United?
Yeah, I think it was. And you know, Valencia are still a danger in this group. They haven't really taken off this season yet. They've drawn too many games, and a game that came back to bite them tonight. I mean, you know, they've only won once in La Liga so far, but they've only lost once in La Liga.
Yeah.
There needs to be a click with some of those new players. And when Batshuayi and Gamero start scoring goals, then I think Valencia will really take off. But I think United would have liked a little bit more distance from them. The fact that they have dropped those 2 points, I think, is a real plus for Manchester United, especially as it looks like Juventus are really developing that stranglehold in the group now. It also means the next game is absolutely vital for Valencia. They have to beat Young Boys. But I think Young Boys have not played terribly in this group without getting a result so far. So I'm pleased for them that they got a point. And Guillaume Waro, well, how much has he given to the Young Boys story over the last couple of years?
Group H looks like this now. Juve 9 points, Manchester United 4, Valencia 2, Young Boys 1. Of course, United go to Juve on Wednesday the 7th of November, and that will be a feature game on Match Day Live. Let's cross to Group F now, where Manchester City were looking for back-to-back Champions League away wins as they took on Shakhtar Donetsk in Ukraine. This one was watched by Richard Kaufman.
Mendy finds Jesus, who's off the floor now. Might break to David Silva! And finally Manchester City get the breakthrough. David Silva on the volley. It was a matter of time. Chance after chance after chance. This time, a little fortuitous the way it fell to Silva. But there was nothing lucky in the finish. Sublime from the Spaniard. Headers in the back of the net. It's Aymeric Laporte from the set piece. Just guided the header. Passer. Flat-footed Andre Pyatov, nothing he could do about it. And maybe now the scoreline is starting to reflect Manchester City's dominance here. Mahrez gives it back to Bernardo Silva, only just as a substitute. Bernardo Silva scores! Well, what an impact he's made already. He's only been on the pitch a minute. It came off the inside of the left-hand post and into the back of the net. And surely that is the game sealed now for Manchester City. Shakhtar Donetsk 0, Manchester City 3.
Yeah, it's been an impressive response from Manchester City after they lost their first group game at home to Lyon. Wins away now at Hoffenheim and Shakhtar. Remember, they lost at Shakhtar last season in the Champions League. Let's hear from their manager, Pep Guardiola.
Well, in Europe, 0-3, and especially the first half was outstanding. We made a real good-to-good performance. We create a lot of chances, we control it, except the last 3 or 4 minutes. Second half, they push a lot with 5-6 players in front. And to control them and push them, it was complicated. But every time we regained the ball, we could run. And we make a good chances for the counter-attack, but it's an amazing result. So 0-3 here. Now we recover with these two results in Germany. And today here, our defeat against Lyon is in our hands. So winning our games at home will be next stage.
Sounded out of breath there. I didn't realise he was playing. Pep Guardiola there, the Manchester City manager. Let's go to Richard Kaufman, who was our reporter for this one. Richard, 25 attempts on goal from City. They were utterly dominant.
Yeah, and I think Guardiola out of breath there because he kept on having to jump up and down and celebrate the odd goal or two, didn't he? You know what? I mean, we were talking, weren't we, at the start of the game with Pep Guardiola saying, you know, we're not ready, I think was his words, wasn't it? Not ready to win the UEFA Champions League. Yeah. This is a team that won 100 points in the English Premier League last season. Well, that to me looked like a team ready to win the UEFA Champions League. You've been watching Juventus, and you have to admit, you know, Juventus have been great in the UEFA Champions League from the word go. Manchester City playing a little bit of catch-up, but as Pep said there, they now have it in their own hands. This was a brilliant performance. Remember, no English side had come and played away to Shakhtar Donetsk and won before. And not only did they win tonight, they never looked like doing anything but. Let's remember, though, Shakhtar Donetsk were missing their two arguably best players tonight in Tyson and Marlos. And that pace that maybe could have worried John Stones, who had to fill in at right back tonight, was missing for them. So there's a caveat there, but let's take nothing away from Manchester City. So many good performances, so many boxes ticked. Kevin De Bruyne, for starters, back in the starting lineup tonight for the first time since week one in the English Premier League. David Silva pulling the strings. I mean, Gabriel Jesus got a run out. He wasn't really a potent force at the front, but he caused some problems, but put Sergio Aguero in there. And maybe it could have been 4, 5 or 6. Mahrez had 4 or 5 chances that he could have taken. And, it was a complete display from them. Fantastic result and a performance that matched it.
And, Richard, it's interesting to see the players they left on the bench this evening. You know, obviously Kyle Walker wasn't fit, but to have him in reserve, to have Kompany, Aguero, Sané, Bernardo Silva when he came on, I mean, this was Manchester City showing the full extent of their powers. And of course De Bruyne getting some exercise in his legs after some time.
You mentioned Kyle Walker, he did actually come on as a substitute on, so he did get a little bit of a run out. But yeah, I just to say, you know, this is a Shakhtar Donetsk side that, okay, they might be missing one or two cogs that were very important to them, but they were made to look very much second best. I mean, as Pep Guardiola said in that clip we heard from his interview there, the first half in particular, I mean, it was just incessant. I mean, there was a spell when Shakhtar Donetsk literally, I know we say it at times in commentary, they can't get it out of their own half. They literally couldn't get it out of their own half. It was just one wave of attack after another. And it, as I mentioned a little earlier, maybe the big surprise really was it took 30 minutes for that breakthrough to come. They're now going to face Shakhtar Donetsk at home in the next match. And now really they are en route to the knockout stages. Of course, there's still points to be won, and the fact that they lost their opening game at home, no one's going to count anything without getting those points on the board. But Manchester City just seemed to be coming through the gears after, I wouldn't quite call it a slow start to the season. After all, they're still top of the English Premier League. But after, compared to last season, a comparatively slow season, if I can say that much, they look like they're getting towards that best again. And teams in the English Premier League, teams in Europe will be wary of them.
Richard, thank you very much indeed. Richard Kaufman across Shakhtar and Manchester City's 3-0 win there tonight. We'll get Richard's man of the match before the end of the show. The other game in the group was a thriller. Hoffenheim 3, Lyon 3. Hoffenheim have been involved in a few of these now in the Champions League this season.
Yes, and Lyon 2. You know, this is the group of goals. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think both teams will have cause for regret. Lyon led twice and couldn't hold on to it. Hoffenheim led a 2-1 as well. And when they got their equaliser at the end, when the referee brought a close to proceedings, Julian Nagelsmann, his players were protesting that there wasn't more stoppage time because they wanted to, having got a 92nd minute equaliser, wanted to carry on and try and win the game. But all this means is when Hoffenheim go to Lyon for the return leg at Parc Auel, it's going to be absolutely huge. And a home win there would pretty much see Lyon through to the last 16, you would assume.
Group F looks like this now. Manchester City 6 points, Lyon 5, Shakhtar and Hoffenheim both on 2. City host Shakhtar as well, of course, on the 7th of November. Our early feature match on Tuesday saw an out-of-sorts Bayern head to Greece to take on AEK Athens. Commentary from Adam Summerton.
But it comes out here to Serge Gnabry, and now it's Hummels and Marts in the box. It's pulled back for Ian Robben, the shot on goal, and then it's turned home. And Bayern take the lead through Javi Martinez. The ball not cleared in the box, it fell to the Spaniard, and he hit it home left-footed, and it's AEK 0, Bayern 1 in Athens. They're looking to press home their advantage now, the German champions, Thiago, towards the edge of the area, Serge Gnabry in the box, onto his right foot, lovely back heel, Rafinha with the ball over to Tapin, it's Robert Lewandowski, and it's 2 goals in as many minutes for Bayern, and it's AEK 0, Bayern 2.
Well, the win of the weekend against Wolfsburg ended a 4-game winless streak for Bayern, and there was a much-needed win tonight. They were expected to win in Athens. It was a bit edgy at times. Let's hear from one of their star performers on the night, the winger Serge Gnabry.
I think, in our point of view, we should have scored more goals, especially in the first half, where we really had a lot of chances, but the ball didn't want to go in. But in the end, we're happy with the 2-0 victory. As you said, we have a lot of chances. In some games, it did cost us because we didn't score. But I mean, we're working hard. If we have the chance in training, we work on it. We need to focus more, and hopefully the ball will cross the line a lot of more times.
Yeah, he looked good tonight, Serge Gnabry. And I suppose it was a topic earlier on in the show, Andy, that we were discussing, that Bayern need that youthful injection into the team at the moment, just something to freshen things up a little bit, because they have been enduring a bit of a tricky run.
Yeah, they have. And I think, Rob, there's so many times take their lead from Germany and vice versa. You know, you feel that Germany and Bayern, the spines of the team, are sort of interconnected, very much like Spain under their golden era and Barcelona. So it has been tough over the last little while with Manuel Neuer struggling for fitness and Jerome Boateng in the same boat as well. But to have Goretzka come on and have an influence on the game was important as well. Gnabry is important. Niklas Süle has really taken his place alongside Mats Hummels at the centre of the defence. And Joshua Kimmich is someone who will really step up as time goes on as well, and already has done. So it's vital for Bayern to get this win. I mean, I think in other situations, even though they're in the second of four away games in three different competitions. Now, normally, I think they'd look at this and you'd think these are all comfortable Bayern wins, but they're going to have to scrap and work for every one of these. They're not playing with a free-flowing style at the moment, and that's tough for them. But to get through these four away games and get through them successfully, I think we'll set them up in all three of the competitions.
Elsewhere in the group, Ajax got a 92nd-minute winner. Mazraoui's effort deflected on its way through to give Ajax the victory against Benfica, and it means they're level on points with Bayern. Both have seven. Ajax top of the section technically, Benfica 3 points. Ajax yet to get off the mark, still looking for their first ever Champions League point, and it won't be easy for them on Wednesday the 7th of November when they go to Bayern. Of course, Benfica host Ajax, needing a victory probably based on the last three games. In Group G, two goals for Edin Dzeko. He made one for Cengiz Zunder in Roma's 3-0 win against CSKA Moskva. A fine performance from the Bosnia and Herzegovina international. Roma needed that, Andy. Quick one on Roma, because they just suffered a surprising 2-0 home loss to Spal in Serie A, and there was pressure on the head coach there.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But this is already turning out to be Edin Dzeko's group. You know, he got a hat-trick against Vittoria Pilsenia as well, one of his favourite victims. And you know, Dzeko's such a touchstone for them. He loves the club, he loves the city, and he's the one who can lead them forward and get them into the position where they can finish second and qualify in this group.
Benzema, Marcelo with the goals for Real Madrid, but it was nervy. I mean, Pilsenia had chances before Petr Ziela got what turned out to be a consolation goal. He missed an open goal in the first half, and the Madrid fans seemed a bit unsettled at full time.
Yeah, they did, and they've not seen a lot of goals recently, which I think has been part of it. But Pilsenia will consider themselves unlucky in this group. They could have got something out of tonight. They were 2-0 up in the first game against CSKA Moskva, so it's a story of what could have been for them. But of course, they're still in the mix for UEFA Europa League qualification.
Here is how Group G looks now. Roma 6 points, Real Madrid 6, CSKA 4, Pilsenia 1. Roma go to Russia on match day 4, and Real Madrid are at Pilsenia as well. Not done and dusted for the defending European champions. A reminder tonight, Juventus have beaten Manchester United by a goal to nil. Let's hear from one of their star players, the defender Giorgio Chiellini.
It was an important game for us because we go to 9 points and we have 5 points over Manchester, and for the first position is very important. We did a fantastic first half, and maybe it's only 1-0, but we can do the second goal. Instead, in the second half, we suffered the pressing of Manchester United, but we was able to do not concede so many chances.
I'm hearing Giorgio Chiellini speak there, the Juventus defender. Jose Mourinho, by the way, John Bradley, you might like this, after the game said Bonucci and Chiellini go to Harvard and give classes in defending. They were outstanding tonight.
He also said that the Manchester United players tonight didn't have honey in their feet.
What does that mean?
I have absolutely no idea.
Andy, is that a Portuguese expression or something?
It is now.
It is. All right. John, would Chiellini be in the reckoning for your man of the match from the game at Old Trafford tonight, do you think? Or?
No, because they found it too easy. He and Bonucci strolled through the game. I think that it's a competition between João Cancelo, who really, really impressed me for an hour. But just edging it, I'm going to say Rodrigo Betancourt. He looks like a Rolls Royce in the making.
He certainly did. Richard Kaufman, your man of the match. Shakhtar Manchester City, few candidates, I suspect.
Yeah, but quite a simple choice. Scored the first goal, pulled the strings. Fantastic performance. He gets better with age, like a nice fine wine. David Silva for me.
Thank you very much, Richard. And Andy, from the other six games, outstanding performer.
Andre Kramaric, who was, with his couple of goals, at least given Hoffenheim a chance of progressing in there, make UEFA Champions League season.
Andy, Richard, John, thank you very much for your company. That's all we have time for on Match Day Live on a night where Manchester United were beaten at home by the Italian giants Juve. And Manchester City were dominant against Shakhtar in Ukraine. There were also comfortable wins for Bayern and Roma. That 3-3 between Hoffenheim and Lyon, and Real Madrid just about got themselves a victory against Victoria Pilsen. Join us again from 1800 Central European Time on Wednesday. PSV versus Spurs commentary. We also have full match action of Barcelona versus Inter and live updates from Borussia Dortmund against Atletico. You will not want to miss it. But for now, from me, Rob Daly, and the whole of the Match Day Live team this evening, it is goodbye.
Serge Gnabry in the box, onto his right foot, lovely back heel, Rafinha with the ball, over to tap in. It's Robert Lewandowski, and it's two goals in as many minutes for Bayern.
Lovely work move, on towards Ronaldo, towards the Bayern, crosses low towards Cuadrado, and it breaks beautifully, and Paulo Dybala has scored for Juventus. The break of the ball falls so kindly, and Juventus lead against Manchester United.
Bernardo Silva scores! Well, what an impact he's made already. He's only been on the pitch a minute. It came off the inside of the left-hand post and into the back of the net. Shakhtar Donetsk 0, Manchester City 3.
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.